I'm going now to deal with the development of the social order to which the individual has to adjust himself, what the society asks for when it asks you to be a responsible person. One point that has come very clear out of the archaeological researches of the past 50 years is this. We now know where agricultural life began. We know when and where human beings shifted from the elementary primitive activities of food collection to the activity of food production. Where this took place is in the area of Palestine, Syria, Anatolia, and northern Iraq and Iran. The mountain valleys around the Great Fertile Crescent. We know that agriculture began in those areas and that it then was diffused. Now, this accounts for much of the homogeneity of cultures. The Neolithic was diffused to the Pacific and the Atlantic and arrived at almost the same period at the two oceans. The idea of the hieratic city-state, the beginning of what we call civilization, developed in Sumer. 4000 BC, the planting people moved into the riverine mud valleys of the two rivers in Mesopotamia, and it was there that a differentiated society first developed. Now, among primitive people, all the adults are in control of the whole culture. The adulthood consists in being a full knower and a fully competent member of this community. You have a community of equivalent adults. Agriculture made possible the growth of a large community with a division of classes. There grew up a professional priest class. For the agricultural people, the seasonal round was very, very important. Just when to plant, when to reap, and then the address of the mind to those powers in order to invoke their beneficence and so forth. A governing class became prominent and of specialized character. Similarly, a trading and money and well-to-do body of the society group, and then servants. The four-stand society developed. And the problem comes then of being a part thing when you're an adult. Adulthood consisted in being a specialist to a certain extent who nevertheless regarded himself as part of a unit. And it's at this time that what is called mandala symbolism developed, the symbolism of the unifying circle with four points and a center, the individual to be related to that center. And the cities themselves were built with the sanctuary of divine power in the center and everything related to that. This becomes the fundamental temple form of all later systems. The ziggurat is placed in the center and all of this kind of business. Now, it was this professional priest class that discovered the mathematical order of the planets, the seven visible spheres, sun, moon, Mercury, Venus, Mars, Jupiter, and Saturn. It is at this time, precisely a stratum that's known as Uruk B, that the emergence of all of the fundamental motifs of civilization appear. 3500 BC in the Near East. They also, at this date, invented mathematics. They also, at that date, invented writing. Here we have a hieratic society. The idea became as follows, that the order of heaven should be the model for the order of earth. Now, this is a fundamental Bronze Age and Oriental idea to this minute, that the heavenly order is the model for the order of earth. The macrocosm, the great cosmos, is an ordered cosmos. The society is to be ordered to that. And the individual is to be ordered to that. Macrocosm, the individual, the microcosm, the society, the mesocosm. This is a great harmony. One can say that the basic, there are four things that the religious imagery served in these old systems. One, to present the sense of awe and mystery before the fact of being, the universe in being. Two, to give an image of the universe itself, which is that of the mathematical order of the cosmos, the sun and moon in their cycles, the year in its cycles, the eon in its cycles. Three, to relate the society to that, and four, to relate the individual to that. These are the functions of the mythology, and you get a sense of one great unit. Now, the individual in his responsibility here must participate in that order as dictated by the knowers of the order, which is to say the priestly group. They understand, they know what the order is, and they dictate its pattern, and the individual participates in that. This pattern is called in Sanskrit dharma. It is the order of the universe. This comes from a root, dhri, which is, it means support. The support of the universe is this order. And as the sun is not to wish to be the moon, as a mouse is not to wish to be a lion, so is the individual born into this category of the society not to wish to be that. The individual's birth determines his role, his character, his duty, everything else. And the education consists in being educated to that. In other words, what Freud would call superego. The ego ideal is to be the soul ideal. And the instruction is to such an extent severe on this point that the individual is never asked, what would you like? He is told. He is told from beginning to end, even in those most intimate moments of life that Western people are moments of personal choice, personal decision, personal discovery. These are dictated. One doesn't even know whom one is to marry. This is given to one. There isn't that test of the growth of individual judgment in deciding what the woman is that one prefers, that one admires, and so forth. This is all done for one. The ego is completely erased.